montage, 8 screens showing vivid pictures of various shows to create the Showcase original logo. A Showcase original. Episode title, Dear Santa, Go Fuck Yourself. Text, December 23rd, 1997, 6:48 p.m. It's a white Christmas in Sunnyvale. Most of the trailers are decorated and lit up. Bubble's shed is not decorated. Now Bubble's in a shed knitting.
I don't really get into the Christmas spirit that well. It's just everybody's too stressed out this time of year and nobody just wants to hang out. Ricky coming home this year, that might be make it a little better. It's just kind of a lonely time of year for me. Nurner, what are you doing?
Bubbles gets up and pulls up the counterpane.
Give me my yarn back. That's not for fucking with.
He takes out a present wrapped in gold paper.
Every Christmas, it's the same thing, his presents.
He looks wistful.
Staring me in the face, saying, open me, but I said I wouldn't open it until I was with my family, and you never know, this might be the year they come back, maybe.
Now in Sarah's trailer.
Yeah, Bubbles has had that present for years. His parents left it for him the year that they went away. And he doesn't want to open it until they come back, which is actually pretty sad, because they're not going to.
Lucy's in front of the mirror.
But I guess he knows that. He just likes to hang on to it and think about his family at Christmas time, you know?
All right, I'll see you later.
Lucy grabs her coat and leaves.
Wait, where are you going? Well, wait for me.
Sarah lights a cigarette and follows Lucy. They run up the steps of Julian's trailer. A little later, inside his trailer.
Merry Christmas, Jules.
Got a little something.
Julian just looks at her.
A mistletoe belt buckle. I made a special Christmas present for Julian. It's a mistletoe belt buckle.
You're supposed to smooch whichever under mistletoe, so it's not too hard to figure out what she's trying to say.
I got something to tell you. Ricky's getting out of jail today. I bailed him out, all right? So maybe you should give that to him, because I'm not wearing it. All right?
You bailed him out?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Sarah comes up.
This should go.
She pulls Lucy away. Later, outside, Bubbles is shoveling snow around a car.
Julian, he gets really greasy around this time of year. Stealing presents out of trunks and stealing Christmas trees. Anything he can get his hands on to make a buck. Or to get Lucy off his back.
Julian is so obvious sometimes. He's going around telling everyone he's getting Ricky out of jail so that Ricky and Lucy can spend some quality time together. That's such crap. He's just tired of Lucy trying to bang him all the time and wants to pawn her off on Ricky.
Christmas to me is about one thing. Money.
A little later, Bubbles checks out Julian's car.
Look, registration, no license, no inspection. Great, Bubble, shovel the fucking thing out first.
Now in Julian's trailer.
Prior to this contest, you have to buy the lights for me.
Julian, I'm not driving that car.
Yes.
It's not legal for the road.
Bubs, I'm taking a contest call
here,
okay? I'm taking it. Bubs, 1 minute.
Julian's having his Christmas contest. He has it every year. Whoever's got the best set of lights in the park wins a great big TV.
Julian's got his big gang of morons out stealing Christmas lights from the Scottsdale subdivision. They resell them to people in the park, and they have this big competition. Who can buy the most lights from Julian wins a big screen TV. Where do you think the TV came from?
Selling lights and trees and stolen presents. Listen to him back there. Fucking Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, J-Rock unwraps a child's gift set.
Cool. Check it out, Trav. It's a kid's tool set.
Neat. It's got little bolts and everything, Jamie.
Jamie, I said no kids' presents. Did I tell you guys that, huh?
Yeah, Julian, but it's kind of hard to tell what they are when they're wrapped and inside a car.
Jamie, smarten the fuck up.
Later inside Julian's car.
Don't worry, Bubs. No one's going to pull you over, all right? Come on, man. Do this for Ricky and Lucy. We got to get them back together
right,
for Christmas.
All right, Julian. All right. I'll make you a deal, though. You and Ricky are hanging out with me all Christmas Day, having a bonfire.
Bubs, I got a lot of paperwork to do tomorrow.
I got a lot of work to do, too, so forget it. No deal.
All right. Maybe for a bit, okay? But please, be careful with the car.
Julian, I'm not going to hurt the car. It's your grandmother's, I know.
And it's Ricky's car now, okay? Don't forget to tell him that.
I won't.
Thanks, buddy.
Julian pats Bubbles and gets out of the car. Bubbles tries to pull out and spins the wheels of the car.
Can you give me a push, Mr. Leahy?
Leahy gets behind the car and pushes it.
Go, nice and easy, go!
Put some balls into it!
Opening credits, Trailer Park Boys. Starring John Paul Tremblay, Rob Wells, John Dunsworth, Pat Roach. Lucy DeCooter, Sarah E. Dunsworth, Corey Bowles, Michael Jackson, Barry Dunn, Shelley Thompson, Tyrone Parsons, and Mike Smith, Jonathan Torrens. Directed by Mike Clattenburg. Text, Van Allen Correctional Institution. A police car is parked in front of the building, and it is snowing. Bubbles pulls up. He parks and gets out. A little later, Ricky is smoking and drinking in the prison. The other prisoners are partying. Ricky spots a guard smoking.
Is that fucking hash I smell? Doug, you got fucking hash, don't you? I'm here smoking weed and you got hash?
There is nothing better than being in jail at Christmas. Guards let you party for 12 days straight. Got no fucking work chores or book readings or Christmas trees or giving gifts or fucking lights. Fuck all that bullshit. Let's get fucked up.
Ricky, got somebody here to see you.
A prison guard walks into the cell. Bubbles is in the visiting area.
Bubbles, what are you doing here, buddy?
Hey, Ricky.
They hug.
Julian bailed you out. You're out.
What? Ricky looks upset.
Get your stuff.
No, Bubbles, no. I got 12 days of partying. Come back in 12 days, buddy.
Ricky, what are you talking about? Come on, we get you out. Sally, out.
Bubbles pulls him towards the guard.
I don't want to leave now. What the fuck's he doing bailing me out?
Ricky walks to the viewing window.
Timo! Go get my shit. Apparently I'm fucking out. Christmas is fucking ruined.
Now.
I can't believe Julian bailed me out. I mean, notice how cool he was in jail at Christmas and he ruined it anyways. Julian's up to something. I fucking know he is.
The prison guard falls to the floor. Christ. Ricky goes to check him out.
Dougie, fucking Chris passed out again.
Ricky picks up a coat from the guard's office. Another guard hurries up. Ricky walks away.
I told you, man. He's drinking rum and smoking weed. Keep on the hash. Can't smoke weed and drink rum.
Ricky and Bubbles exit the prison.
Bubbles, I haven't been fucking out for Christmas. This tree was bored. How the fuck do I deal with Christmas, man?
They walk to the car.
Do you think I know how to deal with Christmas?
Bubbles gestures at the car.
Fuck, Julian at the car store?
Yeah, he did. And guess what, Ricky? It's yours now. Christmas present from Julian. It's your car.
No way.
Yeah, he wants you to impress Lucy, so he gave it to you. Lucy's in love with you again.
Lucy's in love with me again?
Apparently.
Now Ricky's in the driver's seat. Fuck. From the windows, the inmates wave goodbye.
Hey, what's wrong? Bubbles, I don't know what Dad's supposed to do with Christmas. Like, do you think I'm going to be able to get a hold of Santa Claus to deal with all this shit or what, man?
Ricky looks back to reverse, but the car starts advancing and hits a police car.
God, what are you doing?
I don't know. The fucking transmission must be fucked up or something.
Well, is the transmission drunk, Ricky? Because you were.
Now he bangs into a dumpster and it falls over.
Be careful! Oh my God!
Paul, it's wintertime, man. I'm not used to driving this. I'm usually in fucking jail.
Ricky, you should let me drive, I think.
Yeah, we better get out of here before the fucking guards see this shit.
Later at the trailer park, Lee is pushing a car.
Rocket, Barb! Rocket!
I'm rocking it!
Slower, Barb! Slower! Barb, slower! Stop, hold it, turn it off!
Ricky and Bubbles drive up. They get out.
Fuck. Don't tell me they let you out of jail.
Barb gets out of the car and Leahy walks up to Ricky.
Get this fucking car out of the way. We gotta get through.
Welcome back, Rick.
Jim gets a bit stressed out this time of year. We all do. I have tremendous responsibilities at the church, and Jim tries to help out, but he starts thinking about liquor, like clockwork, and he's counting the minutes.
Barb says it's okay for me to have a couple of drinks. Why not? I deserve it. I'm not an alcoholic. I just enjoy a couple of drinks at Christmas time.
You know, he gets so drunk, he can't remember anything. He falls down, completely wasted, totally annihilated. But to be fair, you know, it must be hard for him. So I don't mind letting him rip one day a year, Christmas Day.
Nothing's gonna ruin this Christmas. Merry Christmas, Rick.
So fucking merry about it. Move the fucking car.
Don't push me, Ricky.
Jim, just ignore him. Move the car.
How can I move the car, Barb? The car is stuck.
Leahy, get a shovel. Get it out of the fucking way or I'm going to push right through the fucking thing.
Park the car down the road and walk to where you're going, Rick.
Jim, do you want to lose your Christmas liquor privileges? Come on.
Bubbles gestures to leave. Ricky smirks at Leahy.
Move the fucking car. You're not getting drunk at Christmas.
Oh, I'm getting drunk at Christmas, Ricky. And not even you are going to stop me.
Leahy grabs Ricky.
Do you want to fucking
go?
That's it. No liquor this year. I'm serious, Jim. Come on.
Barb and Bubbles pull them off of each other.
Shame.
Barb leaves.
No drunk Leahy this year.
You are going to regret this, Ricky.
Really? You're going to regret not moving your fucking car. I'm driving, Bubs.
Ricky,
Ricky gets in his car and drives into Leahy's porch, wrecking the decorations. Barb looks upset.
Look what you've done, Jim.
Leahy surveys the damage.
No liquor, Jim.
Later in Julian's trailer, Ricky and Bubbles enter.
Can't fit this in anything.
Julian, we gotta fucking talk right now.
Hey, Rick.
How dare you feel me at a fucking jail at Christmas time, man?
Corey and Trevor leave, followed by J-Rock and T.
Thanks a lot for the pop, Julian.
Nice drink here. It's good to see you too, Rick.
Listen, I'm gonna teach you something. Christmas is about family, not about jail, right? Sorry I got you out so early, but I got some good news for you, buddy. Lucy has been talking about you nonstop, man. She wants to get back together with you.
Better off you playing with me.
Rick, I'm gonna help you out here. I'm gonna give you a job, a company car. You start work for me first thing tomorrow morning. What do you say about that? The New Yorker's yours, bud.
Yeah, what fucking strings you contract to this, Julian? There's gotta be something.
There's no strings. It's the same thing we've been doing every year, man. Christmas remarketing. We're making a shitload of money this year.
Christmas remarketing.
I'm stealing fucking presents out of trucks again.
Fine. How are you gonna get presents for training loose, huh? I'm gonna set you up big time, Ricky. That's how.
Yeah. Who thinks they're fucking Santa Claus all of a sudden, huh? You're not fucking Santa Claus, Julian. And I don't need your fucking cherry trees.
Ricky leaves. Now outside the trailer.
I haven't always had the best Christmas, but Santa always showed up, always. There's no reason he won't this year. Fuck Julian.
Later, Ricky enters Sarah's trailer. Lucy looks taken aback.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Sarah comes in.
Hey, Ricky.
Sarah. Is Trent still up?
Well, no, she's at my mom's. I only just found out that you're getting back today, Rick.
Sucks. Yeah, I was just wondering if I could talk to you. Actually alone. Sarah, do you mind? Just talk to Lucy. Just me and her.
Sarah leaves the room. Now Ricky and Lucy on the couch.
You know, Ricky, it can't be the same bullshit as it was before.
Lucy, I thought you wanted to get back together with me.
Well, I do. You know, maybe if you figure out all this Christmas stuff, you know?
Lucy pulls out a piece of paper.
Lucy, like, whatever it takes.
I'm really glad you said that because you know what? I came up with a list of stuff. And if you can pull this together, man, like, it would be perfect. And we can really finally figure it out, you know?
She hands it to him.
What do you think?
Ricky smiles.
Yeah, that's no problem. Santa Claus will take care of all this stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck, man, that'd be great.
I just asked Lucy to put together some conditions to give to Ricky so that we have a good family-oriented Christmas this year. Some things on the list are not showing up drunk for Christmas dinner, filling up our furnace tank with oil. He needs to get at least 7 presents for Trinity. Good presents. And Lucy really wants a fur coat, so that's on the list, too.
Later, it's still snowing outside as Ricky walks up to a trailer. He enters and hugs Ray.
Hey, Dad.
Ricky, buddy. Oh, man, it's great to have you home. Hey, man. Country liquor from the Valley, boy. Some hooch, get that in you. Come on.
That's way too much. Come on.
Ricky, drink it up, buddy.
Bubbles enters.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bubs.
How you doing?
Listen, you mind if I hang out with you guys for a bit?
Come on, boys.
Now Ray, Ricky, drink and up. Bubbles are sitting down drinking.
Listen, if I'm interrupting any father-son stuff, you give me the word and I'm out.
No problem, Bubbles. Stay where you are, buddy.
Yeah, we're good.
So tell me, buddy. What did you learn about being a man on the inside this time around, man?
Dad, not this shit.
Not shit, Rick. I'm talking about your soul. And we're going to Midnight Mass tomorrow, too, boys, by the way. Way it goes. What did you learn about being a man?
Ray points to Bubbles and then Ricky.
Mostly just family stuff. I mean, well, a man is he's supposed to always be thinking about stuff about his family and for to make himself to do things that are going to gooder the family up around and gooder it up. Yeah. That is what is a man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. But did you ever wonder about why a smart guy like you is on this earth, Rick? Smart guy, the good soul, guy shouldn't be in jail?
Dad, don't be dissing jail, seriously.
Not
don't fucking
jail,
diss jail.
I'm not dissing jail, buddy. I'm talking about your spirituality here, okay? Come on, spirituality.
Dad, I write letters every year, you know that. I mean, I'm sending a letter off to the big guy tomorrow, so it's taken care of, done, no problem.
Huh?
The letters, you and Mom got me to write them every year at Christmas. I'm sending one off tomorrow again.
The Santa Claus, Rick?
Yeah, the big guy.
The big guy? The big guy, that's God, Ricky.
Yeah, God. That's what I said, Santa.
Ricky. You know Santa and God aren't the same guy, right?
Dad, you didn't know that? I mean, think about it. How would he get around the world in one night? Of course the same person, right, Bubs?
No, Ricky. Santa and God, that's two different things.
Oh, my fuck. You know, I did maybe think that I fucked that up. Wasn't sure. And I didn't want to say anything just in case Santa was God. Like, it would obviously probably... Wouldn't it piss him off that I got that mixed up like that?
Oh, Jesus.
It would piss him off.
Well, yeah, Ricky, but...
You never mixed that up?
No.
Bubs, you never mixed that up?
No, Ricky, I've never mixed that one up. Ricky, wait now. Were you counting on Santa to bring presents to Trinity?
Yeah. What, Santa's not coming now?
No. Rick, no.
Well, that's fucking bullshit. Well, I've got no presents. What am I supposed to do? I need presents for Lucy and Trinity. Great. Christmas is fucked.
Text, December 24th, 1997, 10 a.m. It's snowing in the trailer park, now laying near his trailer.
If Ricky thinks he can fuck up my Christmas drinking privileges, he's sadly mistaken. They fuck up my Christmas, I fuck up their Christmas.
Julian and Ricky come out of Julian's trailer.
Just take me with you. All right, all right. I'm going to be a nice guy and give you a second chance, but let me make myself clear, Rick. I am running a business here. I don't give a fuck about Lucy and all that shit, so you do your Christmas shopping on your time, not mine. Are we clear?
Bubbles walks up to them.
Thanks, Julian. Appreciate it. It's not personal, man. It's just business, all right?
Hey, Bubs.
Hey, boys. What are you up to? Listen, can you guys help me round up some wood for a bonfire?
Yeah, sure, buddy. Just got to head down the mall first, though. It'll be about 5 minutes.
Boys, get these trees delivered. Come on.
J-Rock unloads a Christmas tree.
Hurry the fuck up. We got to go down the mall. Fucking nerds.
Bubbles grins and shakes his head.
Nerds.
What the fuck are you guys doing? Huh? Grab a tree. Both of yous. One each.
Do you want one of these ones?
Just grab a fucking tree.
Nerds. Let's go.
Julian, I can't get the tree out. It's stuck.
You can't get the tree out because you're a nerd.
Trevor fumbles with the tree. Corey comes to help him.
Why is there two nerds carrying one tree? One tree per nerd. Goddamn fucking nerds.
Later, Ricky drives into the mall parking lot. Julian unwraps long candy canes from a jacket. He is standing by his car. Ricky bangs into a concrete column in the parking lot. He sticks his head out the window to check the damage.
Ricky! What are you doing? Oh, sorry, man. I'm not used to this driving and winter stuff.
Julian comes to check.
Fuck, man. It's a big kern.
Rick.
It's just a scratch. Take on my first fucking paycheck.
A scratch? Rick, every bit of damage you do to this car, you're fixing. You got it?
Julian walks away.
Fuck's sakes.
Jesus, Rick.
All right, everybody grab a crowbar.
Julian points the candy cane sticks.
Ricky, what are these for?
Shopping.
Got it.
J-Rock and T-Pryor open the trunk of a car. Trevor's nearby munching on a snack. Bubbles comes up to Ricky, who's stealing presents.
Can't we just get out of here? You're gonna wind up back in jail.
Bubbles, cops don't give a fuck about breaking cars. We're not gonna go to jail. Check that out, buddy.
Ricky hands Bubbles a long package. Julian talks to passerbys.
Lock the keys in the car. Merry Christmas.
Meanwhile, in a church.
You know, Christmas is a time when those of us who are more fortunate can give something back. And that's why I like to volunteer here at the church.
You going for cheeseburger soon, Barb?
Double cheeseburger, no pickle?
Later, Barb orders at a fast food drive-thru.
Hi there. Thank you very much.
As she's driving away, a man calls out to her.
Hey, do you like to party?
Excuse me?
Do you like to party?
He's dressed in green pants with an elf hat and no shirt.
Randall? Are you a male prostitute?
Barb Leahy?
Randy comes up to her window.
You're a male prostitute and you've been drinking.
No, I'm not a male prostitute. I work construction down in Florida. I got time off for Christmas.
Randall.
Okay, I am a male prostitute and I've had a couple drinks.
Oh my God, you poor thing. Go on, get in my car and warm up. Do you like cheeseburgers?
Meanwhile, Ricky is still stealing presents from a car.
Oh, boys, mall security's gonna be here soon. We hit 3 more cars and we're out of here.
Suppose this is nothing. 3 more cars, buddy?
No, actually, Ricky, no more cars. I'm out of here. I'll have a bonfire by myself.
What? Pops, come on! Pass me some gifts.
Julian collects the gifts.
All right. Hurry up. Move.
Later in Sarah's trailer.
You know who I really feel bad for at Christmas time? Is Bubbles. He's such a sweet guy, you know, and all he wants to do is hang out with Ricky and Julian, but they don't make time for him. They're too caught up on their business schemes or whatever. He just loves them so much. It's a sin, actually.
Later, Bubbles is playing guitar in his shed. He sets it aside and pulls out the gift box from under his bed. He stares at it for a moment. He puts it to his ear and shakes it. Later, Barb pulls up at her trailer and steps out of the car with Randy.
Randy, will you give me a hand, please? Groceries, please?
Sure.
Lee is sitting in the trailer fiddling with the roll of scotch tape. He throws it in frustration. Randy and Barb come in. Randy's carrying a bag of groceries and looks at Leahy.
Simon?
No, this is Jim. And Jim, this is Randall. Well, Randy. He's going to be staying with us for a little while, just temporarily. I thought that he could help you out around the park, you know, for a bit of food and a place to stay.
Leahy looks dumbfounded.
Stay with us.
Well, yes. And that is why I started the outreach program at the church. You just make yourself at home, Randy.
Barb leaves the room.
Simon, you're married?
Don't you see? Leahy jumps up and comes to Randy.
Don't call me Simon. Please never call me Simon. Always call me Mr. Leahy. Always.
Later, Bubbles is walking outside.
Last.
He's collecting firewood.
Christmas I got to spend with my parents before they left. We had a great big Christmas bonfire. It was a lot of fun. Dad was driving rig then, and he made her home just in time. And Mom closed down the bakery and brought some muffins and stuff home, and we sat around at a big bonfire. I don't think Ricky and Julian realize how fun bonfires are. I'm trying to tell them, but until you've been at one, you just don't know how much fun they are.
Later, Ricky is visiting with Lucy in a trailer.
I can't believe all these presents you found for us.
I know, my new job's going awesome.
That's great. Hey, some of these are kind of weird, though. What's Trin going to do with the belt sander? Hey, where's my fur coat?
Well, I've been looking loose, and, you know, hopefully I am going to be able to...
Do you want to get back together with me or what? You know, I gave you a very, very simple list. I want a fucking fur coat. If you don't find one for me, we're fucking done.
She stomps away from the room. Text, December 24th, 1997, 3:07 p.m. Leahy is sitting wrapping gifts with Randy.
Maybe someone could tell me why penitentiary services insist on letting all the reprobates out at Christmas.
She stops.
You know, Jim, this is the time of year you're supposed to be able to turn the other cheek. Why don't you just leave those guys alone? And you're not a cop anymore.
She leaves.
Leahy, I don't want to butt into your personal life.
Then don't, Smokey.
If I have to call you Mr. Leahy, I want you to call me Randy. From now on, my name's Randy.
Randy. Well, Randy, why don't you elf off, have a look around the park? I don't think you're going to be staying with us too long.
Later, Trevor and Tia are unloading presents from the car. Bubbles arrives.
I appreciate the fucking opportunity here, but I got to go shopping. You don't understand?
Rick, Lucy, it's going to be taken care of, okay?
Boys, check out the bonfire, what I got.
Lucy needs a fucking fur coat, so what are you telling me I'm supposed to do about that there, Mr. Genius Cock? Rick, I got a tip on a delivery of fur coats going to the mall, okay? Want me to get this going right now? Boys, get over here.
J-Rock runs up.
All right, listen up.
Trevor, Corey, and T follow.
You guys to go hide out near the loading bays of the mall, right? Wait for a 5-ton truck. As soon as it arrives, wait for the driver to leave, break in, take all the coats and whatever else you can get. This is going to be easy, boys. It's the only fucking delivery that day. Don't fuck this up.
Guys, seriously, I have nothing Lucy wants for Christmas, so I'm counting on you guys. I want the fur coat wrapped in a big fucking box. Make it look nice. Please, guys. You got this or what?
Got it.
Julian, can you explain it one more time to us?
Jamie...
I got it, Julian. Don't worry.
Bubbles looks around, baffled. Randy arrives.
Randall?
Yeah, man, but I go by Randy now. Jeez, I didn't think anyone would remember me.
Randall's grandfather used to live in the park years ago. We used to hang out with Randall all the time, playing dinkies and whatnot. Till Ricky jammed them full of peanut butter and cheese whiz that time and left them out in the sun. It got all baked on. It wouldn't come off. I don't think we hung out with him much after that. God, I remember you. What are you doing around here? How come you got a health suit on?
Randy goes up to J-Rock.
Right on, man. Hey, guys, what's going on? What have you been up to? You working?
Yeah, we're all stealing Christmas trees from lots and stuff.
Yeah, Julian hooked everybody up with a Christmas tree this year. It's awesome.
Don't go blabbing, Corey.
You guys are going to get us in trouble with Ricky and Julian. Not cool.
Julian's stealing trees?
Randy, don't say anything, please. We could get in a lot of trouble.
Later, Leahy's tangling with lights in his trailer.
Fuck.
Randy comes in.
Mr. Leahy, Corey and Trevor told me that every Christmas tree in the park is stolen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A little elf told me.
Now in Julian's trailer, Ricky is taking the tape off a present. Julian is looking for something.
Rick, stop fucking with the tape.
Boys.
Bubbles arrives.
Sorry to interrupt here and everything, but are we going to have a bonfire or what?
Not right now, Bubs. We got important Christmas shit to take care of.
Important, is it, Julian? Is this what's important? Stolen presents and stolen lights and stolen trees?
What the fuck was that?
Oh, take a guess. What are sirens using?
Ricky and Julian run outside the trailer. A police car drives up. Cops are taking a Christmas tree out of a trailer. A small group of people are pulling off ornaments from a tree and some are struggling with the cops.
Ah,
Leahy and Randy arrive.
What are you looking for, Cliff?
Right there.
Julian and Ricky come running.
What the fuck's going on here, Leahy?
Repossessing stolen property, gentlemen.
Fucking stolen property.
Tagged Christmas tree, stolen from various lots. Jim here says you might be able to tell us how they got sold in the park.
Did you buy anything from me? Huh?
Well, not no. You personally, Julian, but...
You don't have any direct evidence?
Well,
Cock-flipping fucking bastard!
Would anyone be willing to tell me who they bought the Christmas tree from this year?
No one answers.
I know they probably stole the trees, Jim, but I can't do anything about it without evidence. I can only take the trees. Jesus, man, he used to be a cop. Evidence, Jim.
Jim
evidence.
Looks defeated. The cop walks away. Ricky comes up to Leahy and grins.
Jim. Evidence, Mr. Leahy, do you have her in there?
I probably should have furthered my investigation before acting. But it was a mistake born out of a simple desire for justice. But in the future, I'm going to make sure I have all my evidence in before I make the call. Never going to make that same mistake again. Never.
Somebody move that car.
Yeah, no problem, officer.
Later, Ricky starts to drive away and rips the door off the police car.
What the fuck are you doing?
Go forward, Ricky! Ricky, take it forward! You're hooked on his door! Now cut the wheels! Make the arson go right!
You're fucking paying for every bit of that damage!
The police car drives off. Ricky examines the damage to his car.
We're fucking suing you! Julian, that was not my fault.
Whose fault was it, Rick?
Knock, knock, Leahy.
Who's there, Ricky?
Fucking shitty fucking trailer park supervisor hangs around with a big gutted drunk elf. Thinks he's getting thrown back in jail, but he can't because he's got no evidence. He's dumb as fuck. He's got this other thing going on in his head that's trying to twirly around and fucking get different. Fuck!
Nice train wreck, Ricky.
Fuck off, Leahy. Everything is fucked here. Does it need to get my fur coat for Lucy yet?
Don't worry. Julian looks grave.
These guys are smart. They're going to have your coat for you, all right? Right now, we've got to get some more trees for those people, man, before there's a fucking riot on our hands. I'm going to need your help too, Puffs.
No sweet fucking way, Julian. I'm done. Doors getting ripped off.
Bubbles walks
Where
away.
The fuck are we going to get Christmas trees now?
Later in Leahy's trailer, Leahy's preparing some snacks.
You're not allowed to drink, Mr. Leahy. What's one drink gonna hurt?
You're absolutely right, Randy. I'm in charge here. And if I want to have a couple drinks around Christmas...
He hands a bottle of liquor to Randy. Takes a bottle of eggnog out of the fridge.
Don't I deserve it?
Oh, Leahy!
He spills it.
It's the ruin.
Christ, I'm sorry, Randy. Look, you slip one of those. I got a couple extra pairs in the bedroom. I'll put those in the washer.
What a mess.
Leahy leaves the kitchen as Randy strips. Meanwhile, Bar pulls up outside. Now inside the trailer, Leahy hands Randy a pair of trousers.
Nice.
Randy starts getting into them. Barb walks in.
Jim, what are you doing drinking rum in your underwear with a male prostitute?
I spilled eggnog all over our pants, and I was using the rum to get the stain out.
Oh, I see. Like, using white wine to get red wine out. You were using dark rum, your drink of choice, to get out the eggnog.
Exactly.
Of course. Well, they're coming to midnight mass tonight and embarrassing me.
Oh, I embarrass you now, do I, Barb?
You go ahead and drink your face off. I don't care.
Barb slams away. Later in Bubble's shed, he is sitting on his bed with his present. He runs out of the shed. Now Ricky is driving his car as Bubbles comes running up.
Ricky, my tree!
Hey, Bub.
Ricky, stop!
What are you doing?
Wait!
Bubbles gets in the back seat.
Hey, boys.
Listen, you guys gonna be doing anything illegal?
No, a little bit. Not too bad.
Can I go with you? I'll just wait in the car.
If you want to.
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah, I do. I want to.
Cool, this is gonna be fun, Bubs.
Later in Leahy's trailer.
Best lights in the park win a big screen TV. Guess what, Julian? I've already won.
Later, Ricky stops the car and gets out.
Come on, Julian, let's get some trees. Who's in charge here?
I thought you were in charge.
All right, those fucking dummies are asleep, yeah?
Let's do it.
Make sure you take the tags off the trees.
Hey, not the one that left the tags off.
What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Just here to buy some trees.
You're here to steal some trees. We've been waiting.
Ricky pulls out his gun and cocks. The Christmas tree farmers fire.
You guys charge way too fucking much for your trees anyway. Get the car, I'll cover you.
Ricky starts firing and running. Ricky drives the car door open and it hits the other car and falls off.
Pop the trunk! Fuck the door! Get
Ricky,
the fuck
out! Pop the trunk! Pop the trunk!
Ricky pulls Julian in.
Nice fucking driving, Ricky!
They leave. The tree farmers come out and find no one. Text, December 24th, 1997, 11:17 p.m. Gray comes up in his wheelchair.
Boys, let's go. You have to get to church. Let's go.
Dad, I can't go to church. Got a bunch of dough from jail. We're going down to the pool hall to make some money.
Ricky, it's Christmas. We're going to church. That's the way it goes.
Ray, I've got gifts to sell.
I'm not going to church.
Ray, it goes!
Ray wheels away.
Ray, it goes, boys.
Ricky, Bubbles, and Julian follow.
Well, you heard him, boys.
Well, I guess we're going to church.
Later, Corey, Trevor, J-Rock, and T come running up.
Boys, we got to move some merchandise tonight because it's going to be worth a lot less tomorrow, I'm telling you.
We got to talk to you about Lucy's gift.
Talk to you about Lucy's gift? Just be at the church and be fucking ready. Don't fuck this up, boys. If you do, you're hurting Gus for the rest of your fucking lives.
Well, this is really important, Ricky.
Corey, I don't want to hear it. Just be at the church and be ready.
Guys, I want you to go door to door. Give everyone a refund. Tell them it's your guys' fault, okay?
No, it's not okay. We're not idiots.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Me and Corey will do it, Julian.
Thank you.
Corey and Trevor take the money and go. J-Rock and T leave.
Julian!
Lee comes up drunk with Randy.
I got the best Christmas tree light, so you might as well hand over the big screen TV right now, boy.
Leahy, I'm not judging the contest until after midnight mass, okay?
Just tell him the truth, Julian.
Well, tell him.
You can't win the contest because you didn't buy your lights and trees off Julian, so get the fuck out of here, both of you.
Later, outside the church.
Lucy, I got an awesome surprise for you inside, okay? Just give me a second, I'm just going to take care of a bit of business out here. Anybody want some weed and hash? $10 a gram, it's awesome weed. Weed and hash, $10 a gram, who needs weed and hash? Come on here, I know somebody wants some weed and hash.
And Julian pulls Ricky.
What the hell are you doing selling dope at church, Ricky? That's disrespectful, man. Come on.
You're talking about you're selling presents and fucking stealing lights and trees and little fucking big screen TV contests? That's disrespectful
at church. These are my customers, all right?
Listen to yourselves. Have you ever stopped to think maybe what the big guy up there might be thinking, looking down at this going on?
No, just give me a second here. Weed and hash.
Ricky slips and falls.
Fuck!
He gets up and falls again.
Julian, you promised.
Fuck's sakes! Weed and hash, $10 a gram. Come on, I know you smoked dope.
Julian, you said anything. You don't sell, you'll give back to the church now. That's the least you can do.
Of course I will. Come on, let's get in there.
You want some weed and hash? $10 a gram. I'll meet you guys in there. I gotta try to move some more dope here. Come on, I know people smoke dope. The server makes a lot more sense if you're stoned. $10 a gram, it's awesome dope.
Later in Leahy's trailer, he's wearing a Santa hat with a plastic bag for beard and a red bathrobe.
Wanna help me win a contest, little elf?
Sure. Leahy staggers and falls to the floor. He reaches out and pushes a glass to Randy.
That's just a little drinky pool.
Randy pours him a drink.
You're fucked, Mr. Leahy.
Couple of drinks, Randy.
Now Leahy is near the trailer park fuse box with Randy.
If I can't play Randy, no one can.
Now in J-Rock's trailer.
Tyler, have you ever tried marijuana?
I don't know, Jamie. Marijuana's pretty hardcore.
No, it isn't. Everybody's doing it. I think we should try it.
J-Rock lights a candle. The power goes out.
That sounds pretty cool.
Meanwhile, the lights go out in all the trailers except Leahy's.
That's mine.
You're brilliant, Mr. Leahy.
Thanks, Randy.
Hey, guess what? It's 12:01. You can officially start to drink.
I say we pour our stiff one and head down to church, boy.
Now in church. A man is sitting at the altar playing a seaboard. Ray's chewing gum, Sarah beside him. Julian, Bubbles, Corey, and Trevor are seated amongst the members of the church.
This guy's awesome.
Ricky walks in with a basket in his hand.
$10 a gram.
He starts walking down the aisle.
Awesome weed, awesome hash.
The priest steps into the pulpit.
Before we begin tonight, I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the victims in our community, including myself, who have had their cars broken into at the mall and had Christmas gifts stolen. A crime such as this reminds us that even at a joyous time such as Christmas, there are those who are desperate and given to crime.
$10. Best weed, best hash you'll smoke over Christmas, guaranteed.
Ricky. Ricky, we're up here.
How's it going? Nerds.
Corey and Trevor run out.
Please be seated, gentlemen.
Ricky stops near Lucy.
Here, I just got something to take care of, Your Holiness.
Sir, could you please keep it down?
Chill the fuck out. I just got to take care of someone. I'll take a minute here. Then get back to your little thing. Lucy.
Hi.
I thought this Christmas was going to suck. You know, I got out of jail, and jail's awesome. And then I found we could get back together, and all of a sudden Christmas is going to be wicked, so...
Corey and Trevor bring
anyway,
a present.
Come on up, guys. Lucy, I want you to open it in front of all these people, because we're going to be officially back together.
Oh, my God.
Corey and Trevor run away.
What's this? Arc welder?
An arc welder?
Nerds!
Ricky.
What the hell is this?
You're embarrassing me in front of all these people.
I'm so sorry. It's a mix-up.
It's over. It's totally...
Don't say that. Lucy!
Lucy leaves carrying her daughter.
Hello, everybody. Hope I'm not too late.
Lee comes in with Randy behind. He staggers. He falls.
Hi, I'm Jim Leahy.
He comes to Barb.
And this is my wife, Barb.
Barb looks away embarrassed.
She doesn't like me anymore. She doesn't want me to drink, do you, Barb?
She grabs a glass from Leahy.
Hi, Bubbles. How's the stolen Christmas tree racket going, Bubs?
Bubbles stands up.
Frick off, Leahy. You know what? I'm going to state for the record and for the Lord Almighty that I wasn't involved in that. Ricky, I'm getting out of here. This isn't what Christmas is about. Craziness and drunk Santas with old dirty grocery bags fucked to their ears.
Here, take a bit of
dope. I don't want any dope. I'm going home.
Ricky tries to stop him.
Nice going, Leahy.
Bubbles leaves.
Real nice.
You write your little letter to Santa Claus yet, Ricky?
Oh, that's pretty fucking funny. Actually, I did. You know how it starts? Dear Santa Claus, go fuck yourself.
You just tell me to go fuck myself, Ricky.
Yeah, Santa Claus, go fuck yourself.
Leahy grabs Ricky. They scuffle.
All right, you have embarrassed me for the last time, Jim Leahy. I want a divorce.
Julian pulls Leahy away.
Pontiac.
This is fucked.
Randy drags him out of the church. Ricky goes up to the pulpit. Julian starts to sip and stops, embarrassed.
What?
The priest steps aside.
Look, I need a minute here. I'm sorry.
Ricky pushes him.
All swearing and everything.
Ricky addresses the church.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just had one of those brain-learning things pop in my head that wasn't there a second ago, and it's about time to think of me around that basically, what is Christmas? You know, I just got out of jail, which was awesome. You know, in jail we don't have presents and lights and trees. We just get stoned and drunk. And it's the best time. You know, I get out here and I'm all stressed out. My girlfriend breaks up with me, and I mean, that's not what Christmas should be. It should be people getting drunk and stoned with your friends and family, people that you love. Who here is drunk right now? How many people here are drunk besides Julian?
Almost everybody raises their hands.
That's so awesome. And dope. God doesn't give a shit if you smoke dope. You're in church so you can't lie. How many people here are stoned right now? Come on, how many people here are stoned right now?
The priest and keyboard player raise their hands. More church members raise their hands.
That's Christmas. None of this presents and lights and stress and shit. Just getting drunk and stoned with your friends, family, people that you love. And Bubbles. My friend Bubbles has been trying to teach me what Christmas really is, and I wasn't listening to him. I was at the mall stealing stuff and everything else. Now I realize, and he's back at the trailer park by himself right now. And I'm going to go back there with him, and I'm going to get drunk and stoned. And everybody in here should do the same thing. Get drunk and stoned with your families. If you don't smoke dope or drink, just spend time with your families. It's awesome. Merry Christmas. I'm going to get drunk and stoned with my friend Bubbles right now.
Right on.
Ricky steps down.
Fucking love you, bud.
You die.
Okay, man.
There are lots of dope left, so guess what? Merry Christmas. Free dope.
He hands some to Sarah. He starts flinging free dope packets around.
Merry Christmas.
Giving a couple of those.
A little later, Ricky and Julian leave the church. Text, December 25th, 1997, 1:28 a.m.
What's going on? Where's the power out?
Now outside Bubble's shed.
Oh, well, there's power going to Leahy, so you can figure that one out. The fucking prick ruined the contest.
Get your present out, huh?
Yeah, I had it out.
But I was not trying to start a fire with just this, are you?
Oh, well, yeah, Ricky.
We're going to have a big fire. You know what I'm going to do? We're burning Leahy's fucking decorations. Fuck them.
Later, Ricky starts pulling up the decorations from the roof of Leahy's trailer.
Fuck!
He flings them to the ground. A little later, Bubbles, Julian, and Ricky are in front of a bonfire.
Please, reindeer are going to burn awesome, boys.
boys, listen up. Sorry I stormed out of the church earlier and everything, but I'm all worked up. I thought this might be the Christmas where my mom and dad came back and I could finally open that present, but I just can't open it without my family, and I can't take it anymore. I'm burning the fucking thing.
Bubs, don't burn it. Something you taught me tonight. It's, what is a boot family?
Ricky pulls out a joint from behind his ear.
You see this, buddy?
He breaks it and puts it in the bonfire.
Just a smoke, right? Check this out.
He takes a few loose cigarettes out of his pocket. He holds them together between his fingers. He tries to break them, but can't.
You can't break the cigarettes.
That's right, buddy. And that's family. We're your family. We gotta stick together no matter what happens.
You guys are my family.
That's right, so you can open your gift now. You have to throw it in the fire.
I can open it. I'm with my family.
What the fuck is that?
It's a bubble maker.
I'll get an extension cord from Leahy's. What does it do?
It makes bubbles, Ricky. I always used to try to make bubbles when I was a little guy.
Bubbles, there's something in here.
Ricky takes out a letter from Bubbles' box.
What?
He hands it to Bubbles.
Oh my God, Ricky. I think it's a letter from my mom. Dear Bubbles, Merry Christmas. I'm sorry we're not there with you. It was the hardest thing I've ever done when me and your dad had to pack up and leave you. But some very dangerous men were coming after your daddy for his gambling, fighting and shooting his mouth off, drunk down at the Legion.
The bubble maker is blowing bubbles.
We never wanted to put you into any jeopardy, so we had to leave fast. Hopefully someday you'll understand. P.S. I asked Julian's grandmother if you could stay with them for a bit. She said no problem. Julian would look after you.
Julian puts his hand on Bubba's shoulder.
You're lucky to have a friend like Julian. And that Richard boy who you try to help out with his schoolwork. Oh my God. A letter from my mom.
Ricky puts his hand on Bubba's arm.
I hate to interrupt, boys, and spoil the move, but I need smokes and papers, and we need some mix. Dad needs garbage bags. Just want to head down the garage and maybe get something to eat. I'm fucking starving, too. They got microwavable subs.
I hate eating at the garage, Ricky.
I know, boss. There's nothing else open.
I love you guys.
Love you too, boss. Love you too, man.
They leave. Text, January 2nd, 1998, 4:20 p.m. Later in the trailer park, a cat is nibbling on a garbage bag. Dogs are biting into garbage bags. Someone is flinging trash outside his trailer. Now inside Leahy's trailer.
Yeah, it was pretty tough breaking up with Barb at Christmas, but gives me a lot more time to work around the park. Randy's agreed to help clean up for a couple of days before he heads back to Florida. Feel great.
Lucy and I have been talking a lot about family at Christmas time, and we made a couple New Year's resolutions. And one of them is that Lucy never sees Ricky again, and another is that she never sees Julian again.
It's too bad I couldn't give this thing away in this contest, but, you know, Lee, he fucked up the whole contest, so now I have to keep the thing.
Now Julian is on the couch eating chips.
I won't watch it much because, you know, I like to keep busy, make some money. Thinking about maybe going to university and starting up a company or something. Straighten up my life a bit.
Well, hopefully in the new year, me and shopping carts are done with each other. I'm going to start selling my mitts down at the fire hall, and if everything goes well, then that's it. Shopping cart's done.
I actually had a great Christmas out of jail, and I don't think I'll ever go to jail again. You know, and I don't need a fucking car to be happy. Fuck the company car. Julian can have it back. But I did promise him I'd fix it up and get a new door put on, because the door's fucked, as you can see here. I'll tell you one thing, you never catch me driving around a piece of shit like this.
Oh, I used to worry all the time about, you know, getting caught up in some kind of crazy bullshit that Ricky and Jolene would be doing and maybe end up in jail because of it, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think, you know, everybody's going to get their lives back on track, and that's going to be it. I feel pretty good about things.
Anyway, I got smoking beat and quit that, quit drinking. That's going to be easy. And I'm trying to set some higher goals for myself. Thinking about maybe going back to school, get my grade 10. That's the sort of stuff I think Lucy wants to see. And, you know, it helps little Trinity get things going on in her head because she saw me do them. And that helps Ford to help with her thinkings. And I don't know, it's time for me to grow up and be a responsible man. And I think I'm there.
End credits.